Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
I'm Holly Bailey, joining you here on 99.1. In this episode, we head to Lennoxville to discover, or perhaps rediscover, the Mental Health Estrie organization, a.k.a. Santé Mentale Estrie. Its mission is to serve the English-speaking population of L'Estrie here in the townships, and we meet with Emily McBurney, the outreach coordinator of MHE, who is pleased to share all that it has to offer and how you want to knock on that door first, if and when you need some services. Here we go. Emily McBurney, thank you so much for being here with us here on CIDI.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the Mental Health Estrie. This is a unique organization based in Sherbrooke, I believe.
Yeah, our offices are in Lennoxville, but we serve the entire region of Estrie. So that includes, everywhere from Richmond to Cookshire to Cownsville, everywhere in between. It's a big area, but our offices are located in Lennoxville.
Okay. And what kind, it's in the title itself, Mental Health Estrie, but what kind of things do you offer people, or what kind of services?
Well, we're a nonprofit community organization, and our goal is to serve, our mission is to serve the English-speaking community. So that's individuals and family members, so caregivers, loved ones who are helping an individual that might have a mental health diagnosis or not. And so in that capacity, we have support groups. We have one that is for individuals themselves who are experiencing mental health challenges, no diagnosis required. And then we have another support group that's for caregivers. So that could be parents, grandparents, neighbors, siblings, anyone who's caring for a loved one that's experiencing mental health challenges or has a mental health diagnosis. And that doesn't have to mean that you are living with them. You know, it could just be that you're their support system, and support systems need support too. So we have those two support groups. We also have a lending library, and it is full of books about mental health topics. So again, we have, personal development, but we also have books for caregivers, how to better understand a diagnosis of, psychosis or brain-related things that are more like developmental disabilities or all kinds of stuff, everything related to mental health for individuals and for caregivers. We also have online workshops, which is basically what I spend a lot of my time doing. And we do them online because our region is so huge and it just makes it more accessible for everybody. Again, sometimes these workshops are sort of, personal development. So it could be we had one in December on mindfulness, right? So everybody can, benefit from that. And then sometimes they're a bit more specific. Like we've had one on psychosis. We've had some on borderline personality disorder. We've had some on addiction and how to help somebody with addiction instead of enabling somebody with addiction, so we cover a wide variety of topics.
Whoa, that's huge. What we're seeing and hearing, it seems like the need is very prominent. Like it's very, very much present in society.
Yeah, they're well attended. Some people have told us that their online workshops are less populated now that things are open, because we've been doing this since 2021 and we have not noticed a drop off in attendance.
Okay.
We're still having, 20 to 30 people, and we've had up to 65, I think, or something like that.
That's substantial. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you guys see yourself, or what's the reality? Is this a unique offering in, say, Estrie here in the townships to have these resources in English?
In English, yes. There are other organizations that have very similar missions to us, very similar services to us, but not so many workshops in English or bilingual services. So this is really a unique organization. Our founders sort of based us a little bit on Amis Québec in Montreal, which we kind of consider a big sister organization, and they're specifically for caregivers, like a lot of services for caregivers, because that's one thing that also was really missing here is the support systems get burned out, and then how you can't pour from an empty cup is something that we're always saying, right? So where do you go for support when you're the one who's supporting somebody? So that's one of the big things that we do here too.
Right. Okay. So a vital service. Tell us about your series. I'm understanding this is an annual offering that kind of came about from the pandemic.
Yeah. So we were fortunate that there was a study that came out of University of Sherbrooke by Melissa Genereau and a team, I would imagine. And they found that the pandemic was having a greater impact on English-speaking communities. So there was much higher rates of anxiety, much higher rates of depression. And so when you have this in black and white and you can say, this is what's happening, then you can hopefully apply for funding to do something about it. And so being that we're, the only mental health organization that's specifically mandated to serve the English speaking community. Obviously this was brought to our attention. So we put forward a proposal to do these online workshops where we would hire expert guest speakers. So these are not workshops that we're creating in-house. We do that as well for community organizations that presentations, but this specific issue during the pandemic, we wanted to be able to hire experts to speak on specific topics related to mental health, sometimes related to specific mental illnesses, and sometimes mental health, which everyone
it's
has.
Broad. So right. I
very,
have my
very
days.
Broad topics. And we all have mental health. The question is it good or is it bad?
Right.
And that can change from day to day too. But so we started doing these workshops virtually because it was the pandemic, and we've continued doing them virtually because of the accessibility, because we serve the entire region of Estrie, which is a massive region. I can put on a workshop and I can have somebody there from Val des Sources and somebody there from Bedford and someone else is there from Sawyerville or any of these little small towns or big towns or cities in between. And they don't need to worry about childcare. They don't need to worry about the weather. They don't need to worry about getting changed out of their barn clothes. It's just accessible to everybody this way. And there's no, the English community is interconnected and it is small. So sometimes when you're talking about some of these topics, whether that might be like addiction or any of these things, sometimes there's a fear of outing somebody, right? So if you attend an in-person meeting, everybody can see your face and everybody, you're there, right? But if you attend virtually through Zoom, you can keep your camera off, you can put a fake name, you can gather all that information without anybody saying, oh, that's so-and-so's aunt or uncle, or, so you just maintains that sense of safety and anonymity that is really hard to find in small towns and the small interconnected English community.
Yeah. And to be able to speak openly, and have some anonymity, it's not always easy.
And we also offer the participants that they can send if they have questions that they want to ask, but they're worried their voice is going to be recognized. They can send the questions to me and I'll ask on their behalf. So we do everything we can to protect everybody's privacy and sense of safety. And then also just to be as accessible as possible.
That's great.
And these workshops were so popular that our funding has thankfully been, renewed year after year. And we've been doing it since 2021. We have an average of 9 to 10 workshops per year. And we've covered all kinds of topics. Like I said, sometimes it's specifically on a mental illness. So borderline personality disorder, that one's always very popular and well attended. We've had workshops on depression, psychosis, anxiety disorders. And then we have ones that are more broad. So like we've had workshops on mindfulness or techniques to help you sleep better. And then like the ones that are coming up right now, we are talking about anger. I mean, at the end of February, A lot of people are angry right now, but in general, we get a lot of people saying to us that, you know, they're looking for healthy ways to express their anger, or you know, to live with emotions that we consider negative. And, you know, there's not really any such thing as a negative emotion. All emotions are valid. It's just that there are acceptable ways to express those emotions, and there are ways to make sure you don't get stuck in those emotions.
Absolutely. And to use the tools in a preventive way or in a proactive way, and don't wait till you're really stuck or you have a
Yes,
major issue.
That's something that we try. Like when I'm hiring guest speakers, they're always, you know, wondering what we're looking for. And I often tell them that our clientele really appreciates those practical tools. So it's really interesting to come to a workshop and to gain more information and more understanding. Of course, that is one of the goals of the workshops. But it's also really nice to leave that workshop with, like, even if it's just two things that you say, I'm going to try this technique, or I'm going to remember this next time. And then we always send a follow-up email where we mention a lot of those techniques. Oftentimes we share the slides from the presenter. We'll link, you know, books that are related to the topic, and all kinds of stuff like that, so that, you know, you have a bit of a refresher too. You don't need to remember everything or write everything down during the workshop. And then you can refer to that afterwards and be like, actually, you know, I think I want to try that technique. What was it again? So
nice. And it's a personal touch. It breaks down the stigmas and the isolation or the sense of being alone in it. You know, so many people are dealing with things, and you talk a little bit to neighbors and you're like, what? I had no idea you were dealing with that.
We had a small workshop, I think it was last spring. Like oftentimes our workshops, I'd say we average between 20 to 35 people. But we had one that was quite small last spring. I think it was like 8 or 10 people. And maybe because it was small, but the discussion was so much bigger. People participated a lot more, and shared a lot more personal anecdotes. And that really came out, that a lot of people were like, oh yes, I'm experiencing that too, you know? And so it does, like, and like I said, some of these people are geographically quite far apart, you know, because Estrie being so large. But when you're there in that meeting, in that moment, you realize that you're kind of in exactly the same place, you know?
Right. I am normal. I'm just dealing with this today.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're hearing from Emily McBurney, the outreach coordinator at Mental Health Estrie, Santé Mentale Estrie, that's located at 3355 College Street in Lennoxville. They offer all kinds of workshops and have a few coming right up around the corner that might be of interest to you or someone you know. Thank you for checking it out and letting them know you heard this on 99.1.
So you mentioned anger. I found the title of this workshop coming up. I believe it's February 18th.
Yes.
With Vanessa Salvatore. And it's called The Wisdom of Anger. I don't think people think of anger in that context, the wisdom of anger. What are they touching on, or how's that work?
Our anger is usually telling us something. Like, we don't just get angry out of nowhere. So, we tend to think like, oh, I need to regulate my anger. I need to control my anger. I need to like push down my anger or not feel anger. And that's not true. Like, we're going to be angry at times. This is a normal part of the human experience. And we need to find healthy and safe ways to feel that anger. But when we tell ourselves that being angry is wrong, or having anger is wrong, and we just ignore it and push it down, we miss out on that opportunity to unpack it and say, why am I angry? What triggered me right now? Where is this coming from? And, you know, why? Why am I feeling this way, right? And then when you do that, when you look into it, you know, sometimes you can take actions that will make sure that it isn't going to trigger you next time, or it isn't, you know, sometimes anger is related to injustice. And sometimes there are actions you can take to make the situation more just for yourself too.
Good point. Yeah, suppressing feelings and emotions doesn't usually work. It comes out somewhere, right? Like
it might work temporarily, but it's not a long-term sustainable solution. Absolutely
no, not at all. So I was reading on the poster, it's exploring like anger as a human response, as you're saying, and body-based practices, building awareness, what it's signaling. I think that's cool. Tool for healthy emotional expression.
Yeah, so Vanessa, she has a degree or a certificate in integrative body psychotherapy practices. So
Okay.
she's going to teach us some techniques where you can like stomp and shake or like postures you can do that will help you to move through the anger and release the anger instead of just keeping it. Some of us keep it in our jaw, some in our shoulders, some in our lower back. You know, we know that where we store our anger, but there are what we don't always know is how to deal with it, how to get it out, you know? And so that's some of the those practical techniques that Vanessa's going to go over. And like we said earlier, she's also going to, you know, help us to look at where's this coming from, or like what is feeling off for me? Why, you know, why did I end up this way? Or like what is my anger trying to tell me? What truth of mine am I ignoring, that's leading to this anger, you know?
Right. And sometimes just talking about it diffuses it. It's like, okay, actually, this isn't so big. I'm just reacting because I've piled so much on my plate and it's a combo or whatever the deal is, but it really helps to talk.
Yeah, and we hear this term like anger management, managing our anger, and it's, you know, it's not a terrible term or anything, but it again has this negative connotation, like we should be ashamed of our anger, or like it's wrong to have anger. Like emotions, and there's no wrong emotions. Emotions just are. And if we, you know, if we take the if we sort of accept them, we sort of take a little bit of our power back, you know.
Good point. Oh, I like how you framed that. That's cool. So what can we keep our eyes open for mental health esprit? You've got, I believe there's workshops in February. We've got another one you're saying on the 18th, or we have said on the 18th, and then you have more in April.
Yeah, the April lineup is not out yet, but
Okay.
it will be coming out in the next few weeks, and then we'll take the summer off, and then we'll have the fall lineup coming out for September, October, November, and December, like later in the summer.
Brilliant.
I mean, we don't take the summer off at MHG. We're here working on other stuff, but we just recognize that nobody wants to be in front of their laptop taking in information and doing a lot of, you know, personal development and self-growth, and that when it's beautiful outside and you can just
Right.
be in your garden or whatever it is that you
And
do.
that's pretty good for mental health as well.
It
Get your
is.
hands in the dirt,
Absolutely.
get busy, or get in nature. And we're so
Yes.
blessed here in the
Yeah.
townships for that.
And there's so many festivals and like events going on in person outdoors in the summertime that people just don't have that interest. But in the wintertime, you know, if it's freezing rain, if there's 20 centimeters of snow, if the wind is 80 kilometers an hour, it doesn't matter. You can attend the workshop from the comfort of your home. You can have your cat on your lap. You can eat dinner while you listen. You can be covered in blankets and wearing your pajamas. It's, you know, it's fine. Just if you don't want to turn your camera on, you don't have to. Like, we just want people to absorb as much information as they can and feel as safe and comfortable while they do it as they can.
Yeah, and empower ourselves. So, if people want to get in touch, what's the best way to find out about your services or get in touch with you guys?
Well, we have a website which of course has all of our services and all of our contact information on it. It's just mentalhealthhistory.com. And we also have everything on our Facebook page that we're doing like related to these workshops and public events and stuff like that. We also have an Instagram page with a lot of that stuff on it as well. And you can always you know, give us a call if you want to ask if you want specific details or learn about things like that. Our number is 819-565-3777. You can also send us an email and join our mailing list. We don't have a newsletter or anything like that, but when we have events that are coming up, I send out an email to everybody saying like, hey, these are the events in February, and you know, registration links and all that information. So if you want to join our mailing list, it's outreach@mentalhealthhistory.com. And we also have a lending library, as I had mentioned earlier. And there's a whole list, a PDF available for download on our website of every book that's in the lending library. So if you are just, maybe you don't live in Lenoxville, maybe it's not easy to access the library, but you're going to Sherbrooke shopping, you can just give us a call or send an email and be like, hey, is it okay if I drop by? I saw this book on your website. And then we can tell you, like, oh, actually, it's out right now, so you don't waste your time. Or, we can maybe recommend something else that's similar. So for anybody that has, anxiety issues or that, like, so they're scared to come in and spend time in the library, you can choose in advance. You can send us an email. We'll take it out for you and just hand it to you at the door if you don't want to come in, or like I said, if you're in a hurry and you don't live in the area, you can peruse the library online. You don't have to drive down here to look at it. And there's no 3 week limit or anything like that. Obviously, we ask you not to keep the books forever, but if you're coming from, Townsville or something like that, and you're only, only in Sherbrooke once a month, it's not a problem. Like, you can keep the book for a month or 2 months. It's not a big deal.
Wow, a really like hands-on, easy, user-friendly approach and a human touch to it all.
We have a mailbox outside that the books can be returned into, so they don't have to be returned during business
Oh,
hours either,
nice. Oh,
because we
great.
have so many community events going on that we cannot always, we do our best to have an office presence at all times, but like we have a lot of kiosks that we do. We have presentations to community organizations, to schools, and meetings, and all these things. So we're not 100% always here. So it's always best to just call or email or check first. And like I said, if you just want to return the books, there's that
Pop
box
them in the
outside, so you
box.
don't need to worry about whether we're here or not.
Well, thank you so much. I really hope that people do sign up and check this out. And I don't have an issue with anger, but I'm very interested to take part in that because it just helps you self-regulate or be aware. And when you're conscious, you can make change.
Yes, absolutely. And like a lot of the workshops that we do, you don't need to have like a problem
Right.
specifically. It's a lot about personal growth and just development and just exploring and unpacking what goes on inside of us and who we are. And this is, it's accessible to everybody, but it's also impactful for everybody. Like we all have different things going on at different times in our lives. So, maybe attending this workshop now, it'll be 2 years from now where you might be like, I'm gonna try that technique because I'm not doing so hot this month,
Or I'm dealing with
like,
this, and I bet they have some support I could take advantage of.
Yeah,
Brilliant.
absolutely. And we
Well,
have information and referral too, which I did not get to earlier. So if people want to email us at info@mentalhealthhistory.com or call the phone number, which is again 819-565-3777, we can help you access other services that might be available. So oftentimes we'll get people from the English community who are calling us and they might say like, oh, my child was just diagnosed with this, or my sister was just diagnosed with this and I don't understand anything about it. I want to learn more. Or people are themselves experiencing a difficulty and they don't know who to reach out to, or they're concerned that if they reach out to an organization, there's not going to be any services in English for them, or they're
right.
not going to be able to speak in English to the receptionist. Well, you can call Mental Health History first or email us first, and we have a list of resources, and we're always calling these places and saying, do you have services in English? Do you have reception that can speak to people in English? And so we can answer those questions for you before you have to like put yourself out there.
Right.
So you can call and we can say, oh, actually, this organization exists and they have bilingual services, or this place exists and the receptionist doesn't speak any English, but we can help you get in touch with an intervener that does speak English.
Right.
So we can bridge
Okay.
those gaps and we can fill in that information because sometimes when you start just searching,
Oh, it's overwhelming.
you don't know what to do first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so call us first or call, email us first, and we can send an email with a list of links, online services, regional services, local services, and that piece, that very important piece of whether or not there are English services at these organizations.
Awesome. And we need it. Thank you for filling that gap and addressing the service that a lot of people really
There's
depend
a lot
on.
more out there than people realize. And when you're in a state of exhaustion or confusion or overwhelm, it's that much harder to find the energy to reach out to those places. So reach out to us and we'll reach out to that place for you and find out, you know, or maybe we've already reached out to them and we can let you know whether it could be a good fit for you or not.
Very cool. And yeah, to just get acquainted with the resources, maybe before you need it or before someone else needs it, like you're saying, try out a workshop and just see what it's about.
Yeah, and we spend a lot of time adding, like years adding to this list of resources, you know? So if you're just starting down a journey of understanding, you know, we've been on this journey for years. I'm sure our list of resources is never going to be complete
Right.
because things are always changing. But we've already done a lot of that work
You
for
got a
you, you
head
know?
start.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Emily, for all the work you do in our community and for the support you offer and for greeting us with a big smile and great energy.
Thank you. And yeah, we hope to see some of you at these upcoming workshops. And if not this year, then you know, we'll be back next year. We've already heard that we're going to have more next year, so
Yes,
we'll be back
excellent.
again in the fall.
Okay, well, thank you.
Emily McBurney there from the Mental Health Estrie, which is located at 3355 College Street in Lennoxville. They offer English services to the region of Estrie here in the townships, and they invite you to check out their Facebook page where you'll see the most up-to-date events and workshop information for you. Again, February 18th, mark your calendar. The Wisdom of Anger workshop offered with Vanessa Salvatore runs from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Zoom, and it is free of charge. If you'd like to sign up or would like more information, email outreach@mentalhealthestri.com. Or pick up the old school phone and call 819-565-3777. I'm Holly Bailey for 99.1 through the Local Journalism Initiative funded through the Government of Canada.